project that we're seeking funding for is the development and construction of a community service center.
The Chilkoot Indian Association seeks state funding. A Skagway man has been arrested for providing alcohol to minors. The Sheldon Museum has named its featured artists for 2012. And a unique duo will visit the Chilkat Center. I'm Adam Richard. It's the KHNS Local News up next. David Berry, tribal administrator for the Chilkoot Indian Association in Haines, stood before the Haines Assembly on Tuesday to ask for support in seeking state funds for the building of a community service center. Here is Mr. Berry to tell you more about the project.
The project that we're seeking funding for is the development and construction of a community service center, which it would be our office center and public meeting facility on tribal land down across from the Haines Public Library. We have been trying to collect funding to build that building for decades, and as I talked about at the Borough Assembly meeting, our population is getting older, and it is hard for them to access our offices above Hauser's on the second floor of the supermarket when, you know, it would be easier to provide services to all our people if we had an office on ground level, and it makes sense to have our own building.
Berry said this would be the first time the tribe has approached the state for a substantial amount of money.
The tribe has about $650,000 of in-kind land value and our own funds that we use to develop the area, but we don't have access to enough funds to construct the office building. So we've approached Representative Bill Thomas, and we're going to approach Senator Albert Kukesh for assistance in obtaining funding to construct our building.
The proposed building would be located on an area previously undeveloped for the most part.
It is east of the library, south of Parts Place. It's in an area that the tribe owns 7 lots in that area. It's mostly wooded. We're going to keep the area that is now dominated by Sitka spruce as a park and walkway for people just to take a break. We'll provide benches and stuff. But we have a conceptual plan that, you know, we'll put in a driveway system and a paved parking system. So it's substantial development in that area. But, you know, any additional building that provides services to the people of this area is one more asset for this community.
Anyone interested in showing their support for the project can email or phone Senator Kukesh and Representative Bill Thomas's offices. In closing, Berry had this to say.
I would really like to publicly express my thanks as a tribal member and tribal administrator for the Chilkoot Indian Association to the Haynesboro, the Chilkat Indian Village, and the Skagway Traditional Council for submitting letters and resolutions of support for our project. It really makes us feel good that, you know, so many people are involved and are providing support to us, and that makes us really feel good. So, I express my thanks to all those people.
A Skagway man has been arrested for providing alcohol to minors. Here is Skagway reporter Misty Wiley with the story.
An arrest was made and charges were filed against an individual in Skagway last week for furnishing alcohol to minors. Police Clerk Cheryl Gladden was able to give some information.
I believe there were 4 kids total, but none of the kids were arrested. And they weren't charged with anything. I know that they were kicked out of sports.
The 4 students were suspended from school and athletics for some period of time. Skagway School Superintendent Jeff Thielbar declined to comment on the issue, stating that school disciplinary issues are confidential. The police were contacted through the school and were able to contact the individual providing the alcohol.
One of the kids said something to a coach. Coach told Jeff Thielbar, and then he called here, and then they dealt with it, and they ended up arresting somebody for furnishing.
Although the minors were not arrested or charged, they were obligated to perform some community service.
They have been out shoveling snow.
The individual who was arrested for furnishing the alcohol to the minors may face up to 1 year in prison and is subject to a fine of up to $10,000. Reporting in Skagway for KHNS, it's Misty Wiley.
The Sheldon Museum in Haines is preparing for its sixth season of featured artists. The museum has released the names of the four artists to be featured starting in the spring. Here is Collections and Exhibits Coordinator Karen Meisner to tell us more about the event.
Well, the six-week spotlight was started by the previous director, Addison Field, when he was here. And it was started to open up the galleries and bring in the community a lot more. And the other part of it was helping younger artists get shows of their own so they would know, so that they could learn what was involved in trying to create their own show in a gallery space.
This year's featured artists will be Karen Clifton, Bill McRoberts, Kluckwan, and Tresham Gregg.
So this is an interesting group. We start with Carol Clifton. She does really lovely paintings on board, usually taken from a photograph, and they're very, very nice. And then the next one is Bill McRoberts, and he has done a series of photographs. Some people may have seen a few of them in the bank, but they're photo collages of local people. They're going to be really fascinating, I think, to people. And the next one, we invited the artists in Kluckwan to put together a show. And so that'll be in the middle of the summer, and it should be really interesting to see that. And then our final one of the year is Tresham Gregg. And Tresham has many ideas. He's told me he's starting out experimenting with some all-new media and ideas, and so that'll be just a complete surprise for people.
Also coming up at the Sheldon Museum will be an amateur and professional photo show.
Well, that's going to be kind of neat. The first time we did that was last year, and last year we asked people to bring photographs of the Chilkat Valley, and everybody could bring two, and that way we would have enough room to display all of them. And then we would have a public voting process where people could select, you know, their favorites. And I'm hoping we'll get more people this year because they'll know about it ahead of time. All people need to do is bring me two framed photographs that they have made, and preferably of the Chilkat Valley, but we definitely can open it up to others as well.
Photogs have until February 20th to turn in their framed or matted entries. The photo show will be ongoing from February 24th through March 23rd. The six-week spotlight will get kicked off by the art of Carol Clifton on April 6th. If you have any questions about the six-week spotlight applications or the spring photo show, you can contact Karen Meisner at 766-2366 or by email at exhibits@sheldonmuseum.net. On Tuesday, the 17th, in Haines, residents will have a chance to be transported back in time when the group Asteria makes a visit to the Chilkat Center. Those were the medieval sounds of Sylvia Ryan and Eric Redlinger. They gave their first public concert together in 2002 with a mission to seek out narrative quality and emotional intimacy of late medieval and early Renaissance music. In 2004, they burst onto the scene, winning Early Music America's Unicorn Prize for medieval and Renaissance music with a performance heralded by the New York Times as intimate and deeply communicative. Meltingly beautiful. The concert is being put on by the Haines Arts Council. Here is Tom Haywood with more on the duo.
This is a duo that performs music from the late medieval period, like from the late 1400s, and they perform mostly vocal and some instrumental pieces. The gentleman plays the lute, and they do these beautiful love songs, kind of bringing you back to the age of chivalry. And when I first heard about their availability, I went to their website to check it out, and one of the quotes I read from the New York Times review was that it's just meltingly beautiful. And I clicked on the button to listen to a sample of their music and immediately got shivers down my back because it is truly gorgeous music. These people have wonderful voices, and the choice of music that they do is so beautiful. So we have never, in my memory, had this kind of genre performed in the Chilkat Center. And I, for one, am really looking forward to it, and I hope we can get a lot of people out to just kind of experiment and open yourselves up to a new experience.
Asteria will be playing in Haines at the Chilkat Center on Tuesday the 17th at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the Babbling Bookstore or at the door before the concert.